Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like...
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Mary Lou Quinlan on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited about her being here because she has a new book on one of my favorite topics, women. And Mary Lou is... internationally recognized market strategy. She's been doing this for a long time, with working with and for all sizes of companies. She founded Just Ask Woman with her co-authors Jen Drexler and Tracy Chapman, and they do a lot of good work on behalf of women in the marketplace. The book is called What She's Not Telling You: Why Women Hide the Whole Truth and What Marketers Can Do About It. I've been saying this for a long time. Mary Lou Quinlan, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
I've been telling people for years, women hide stuff.
We do. We're really good at it, too.
Why do you do that, Mary Lou? Don't do that anymore.
Oh, it's okay. It's easy. Covers a little bit of tracks. It's not the worst thing in the world, and it isn't lying, you know. It's just telling half the story.
Well, you know, women... just like to have their little secrets, don't they? They like to be a little mysterious. I mean, isn't that kind of the allure of a woman, is to be a little mysterious?
Oh, a little mysterious, maybe keeping the cards closer to her.
Yes.
She decides you deserve to see them.
That's right. And so guys, don't try to, you know, don't get upset if you don't understand them, because they're not giving you all the information.
No, they're not. But this book actually gives away some of the clues to figure it out.
Are you able to come out in public now? Now that you've revealed all this, Mary?
Well, you know, it's funny. I have to say that when the cover of this book, you know, What She's Not Telling You, I find that men's reaction is they think they're going to get let in on some kind of love secrets, you know,
right,
or relationship. And women just laugh because they know they've been doing it. And they don't mind. They know you're not going to figure it out anyway, no matter how much we teach.
Well, and see, I have, you know, most of us guys have this illusion that we're in control. I appreciate you allowing us to have the illusion. But see, now I feel like I need to write a book called What Men Are Not Half Listening To.
Well, you get that. There you go.
What Men Are Not
that
Listening To, or something like that.
Book.
So between what women aren't telling us and what men aren't listening to, how do we ever make it? How do we ever accomplish anything?
It's amazing that we have any children. Yeah.
That's true. I have a joke about that, but I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
And let's talk to us about this half-truth that women are telling us.
Well, you know, as I said, half-truths are half the story, and it's just that women will withhold the whole truth until they feel they trust the person asking, or the person is really listening, or
mm-hmm.
they're ready to reveal things about themselves. And in the book, having listened at this point over 10 years to about 50,000 women one-on-one, we found a pattern that we call GAMES, G-A-M-E-S, to explain 5 different reasons that women... truth.
And I will tell you that where women are different from men. When a woman is looking at someone who's serving them, waiting on them, teaching them, helping them, whatever they're doing, someone in business that they're talking to, you are really sizing up that human being while they're listening to every single word, aren't they?
Absolutely. As a person.
They're watching the eyes. Noticing the hair.
And even thinking, does she look happy? Do I wonder what she does? I wonder
right.
if she has kids. I wonder if she's like me. Or the opposite.
Right.
I'm not really liking her because I feel like she's looking down on me, or she's got some attitude, and she's making those judgments. And you can't even tell, because women will smile as they're doing this.
Or from my perspective, he's not looking me in the eye.
Oh, so often.
You know, women watch... If you guys, answer this question, Mary Lou. What's the first thing that most women notice about men? Don't they say the eyes usually?
I would say their eyes, yeah, because that's what they're looking for.
They're looking at your eyes. If you guys, if you want to connect with a woman quickly that you're trying to sell, look them right in the eyes. Am I right about that, Mary Lou?
It's true, and you can really read a lot into someone's thoughts and
right.
even soul. At least a woman feels she can by looking in someone's eyes. Yes.
There's no question about it. And so, all right, so talk to us a little bit more about what's going on.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, it's called, you know, games is our way of remembering it, in my way. And so they stand for different things. So one of the reasons women won't tell the whole truth is G, good intentions. And that's because women are hopeful and optimistic, and so they say things that sound like promises that are going to come true, and they are not going to come true. So, for instance, she'll say, I'm going to start working out. I'm going to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go visit my mother-in-law more often, whatever it is. She has no intention of doing this, but she says it because somewhere in her heart she hopes she will. And you'll like her, you know, if she says that. So
but they like hearing, women like hearing those things.
We do. We talk to each other.
Someone once said to me a long time ago, men fall in love with their eyes, women fall in love with their ears.
Hmm.
Thank God my wife didn't fall in love with her eyes. Because I gave her the lines, but I didn't, you know, didn't have much to look at. Stand by, quick break, 20 till. Right back with our new friend Mary Lou Quinlan. Her book is called What She's Not Telling You. 20 till. Stay with us.
She was hanging on, Johnny.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in. Hang out with us and use our stuff. And the only reason why you would need to give us any information about yourself while you're there is if you wanted us to send you our newsletter, which we will be glad to do for free every Sunday afternoon by email. And so that means we will need your email address. That's all we have to have. You can tell us more about yourself if you want to, but we really just need your email address, and we'll send it to you. And if you decide you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. And you can do that yourself. So check it out, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, thousands and thousands of pieces of information in different media you can use. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, which I would appreciate very much, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mary Lou Quinlan, Quinlan, is our guest. She's our new friend. And she and Jen Drexler and Tracy Chapman are the authors of What She's Not Telling You, What Women Hide the Whole Truth, and What Marketers Can Do About It. Mary Lou, women aren't playing. I know that your term is games, but it's not so much that women are playing games. It's that this is the way women think. It's the way you're wired. It's almost maybe even a defense mechanism. It's the way you want to do business, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think defense is sometimes the reason, you know, the reason that women will hold back the truth. It's, as I said, a matter of trust. It's even judging whether telling the whole truth is going to get her ends served.
Yeah.
For instance, A is approval seeking. You know, women want to be liked. They want to fit in. And so they will tell the part of the truth that makes that happen because it works for her.
Do you also think that you know, women sometimes think that they're not as powerful as men? And this is a way of maintaining just a little bit of power. Also, I think women, you said it a minute ago, you said women expect expect people to be sincere. They expect truth. They believe people are, I forgot the term you used. I forgot how you said it a minute ago. But if they know that about themselves, do you think that this is a little, again, back to the defense mechanism thing, so that they don't go too far too soon?
Yeah, and it's protecting their own egos, protecting their lives, sometimes protecting other people and their family.
So it
isn't an insincere thing. Sometimes it's just reflexive, too. It's so natural, the in and out of when we reveal half-truths and whole-truths, that sometimes you can lose track.
Talk to us about how it would sound. Give us an example. Give us a scenario of how this would play out.
Okay, well, here's a real simple one I think people relate to as the New Year is coming up. When we say, I want to lose weight, I want to be healthy, I want to eat healthy. And an example of a business that figured this out was McDonald's, because even though women say, I want to be healthy, the fact is they're sneaking some of those fries off Junior's platter, the Happy Meal. But they don't want to get caught at it, and they don't want to look like they're not trying. So McDonald's came out with salads, but it is interesting that their number one salad comes topped with fried chicken. So that tells you they know that it's a half-truth. Half-truth is I want to be healthy. The whole truth is give me something yummy.
Yeah.
So smart marketers figure out how to negotiate both sides.
So it is a game. We are playing games.
I think it's sometimes
it's
we
not just
play
an
a game with ourselves, and we know it, but we let ourselves off the hook.
It's not just an acronym. It really is a game.
Well, it's all, you know, and also to get sympathy is another reason. Women are working really hard, and one is called martyrdom. And they'll tell you all the bad stuff happening, and, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired, and I have so many things, and my children, and da-da-da. And it isn't so much for you to solve it. Just give her a little sympathy, that's all. Just give her a nice big ah. And she'll say thanks, something, a little thank you.
Well, you know, this is something that, and this is something that that guys don't get about ladies you don't have to move a mountain to please them or to impress them. I mean, you don't have to send them roses. Maybe you just have to tell them that you know they made a good decision. Maybe that's enough.
Yeah, appreciation.
Yeah.
Some certainly respect,
right.
Fair play, look me in the eye,
mm-hmm.
You know, treat me straight.
A good intentions. The GAMES acronym, folks, stands for good intentions, approval seeking, martyrdom, ego protection, and secret keeping. Let's go back to the first one. Good intentions.
Right.
Well, tell us what you mean by that.
Good intentions are the promises we make. We're putting ourselves forward as hopeful and optimistic, promises that are just promises and probably won't be kept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when somebody says, are you going to start doing, you know, this
okay.
new habit or go to school?
That's, there you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Going to
all
do
right.
that.
So that's their good intentions, not my good intentions as the person.
It's the woman's good intentions.
It's her good. Okay. So this is all about them, folks.
It's all about her.
Because
yeah.
this is all
about
new stuff.
You.
This is breaking news, right, Mary Lou? Now, all right, what about the approval seeking? Does that mean that women like compliments?
No. See, it's about she really wants to be liked. She wants to fit in. She wants to give the answer that she thinks you want to hear. Sometimes because it'll just take care of business and get it over with.
Right.
And so she's the one. It's like, take it from her point of view.
Okay, all right. See, I got to keep...
I always say to men, it's not about you. It's about
her. I got to keep remembering this. I keep forgetting. I fall off this thing sometimes.
That's okay. You're doing great.
Martyrdom. You mentioned that a minute ago. Talk to us about that again.
Yeah. Martyrdom really is due to the fact that women are working more hours, pulling down a second job now, often beyond the second shift of their home and their kids. And they feel that somebody needs to appreciate it, and so therefore they will rub in all the bad details. And women will out-martyr each other. You know, if you hear women together, they'll start saying,
the topper.
I have this, oh, I have that. They keep upping the ante.
It's called the topper, right? So what you're saying is my wife works, so I need to start learning how to say poor baby more often?
I think you need to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Not per, but
and
poor
you're
baby.
Great, and you're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, that part, too. And,
yeah,
and
throw that on, too.
And yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. It's my fault, and I think you should go ahead and get that. Those are things that all work for me, too.
This all sounds not so bad.
10 till, right back after these messages with Mary Lou Quinlan. The book is called What She's Not Telling You. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Mary Lou Quinlan is our guest. She is the author of What She's Not Telling You. It's a new book, Why Women Hide the Whole Truth and What Marketers Can Do About It. Mary Lou, tell us where we can find the book. How can we find you guys?
Oh, just go on Amazon or .com, Barnes & Noble. We're in some bookstores, but we're finding online seems to be the place to go. And we also just took the book out in Kindle, so it's available that way.
Congratulations. And your own business, how do we find you there?
JustAskAWoman.com.
JustAskAWoman.com. That's the title of one of your books, right?
It is. It's the title of the first book, title of the company, and it's also our whole philosophy about what we do, which is just ask, and she will tell you what she's thinking.
So what you're saying is the secret to success and world peace and the cure for disease and hunger is just ask a woman. Is that right?
Well, I'd like to think that, but I do think that women have a lot of solutions if they were listened to.
If they just, which brings me to the point that I wanted to ask you about in this last segment. What do we need to do? What do businesses need to do to be better listeners of women customers?
I think it begins, first of all, with respecting and I would like to say loving, but I'll at least say liking your female customers as human beings, because they can be such great marketing partners. I call it marketing with women, not marketing to them, and bringing them into the process, showing them ideas in your business early on, and being open and paying attention to what she gives you back, and not just shaking your head yes and not really listening.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a concept that a lot of people are out there working on called raving fans, having raving fans, having cheerleader fans, having champion fan customers, things like that. I call them customers you can't run off. The best kind to have like that are females.
That's true, because they can talk.
And they, well, but also, once you impress a woman customer, once you make them happy, once you make their life simpler, once you deliver every time or fix quickly whatever doesn't, you know, might break, you can't run those people off, and they will tell their friends.
That's when I say they'll talk. That's the best part about women, because you're not pleasing just one woman. You have now just pleased 12 or 20 women, or in the case of, you know, online e-pinions, thousands and thousands of women, because they spread the word.
Yeah, exactly. So talk to us some more about what women are not telling us.
Yeah, well, there's two more left on our list. One is E for ego protection. And I'll give an example of that. A woman will say, it's what's inside that counts. I like myself just the way I am. Now, it's true, and we do, but the fact is, when it comes to products, if you're selling beauty products or skincare products, she would, given the choice, would rather look better than the same. And so you see products that understand that and are willing to make some specific promises, being very successful with her. So women will create cover stories for themselves. You know, they want to sound like a nice person. So I'll say it's what's inside that counts. But
see, what's confusing to me a little bit, Mary Lou, is I'm supposed to know how to connect with women, communicate with women as friends, as you know, family, as customers, as business associates. But what you're telling me is that I really can't do that easily, because you're not even telling yourself the truth.
Well, it's true, sometimes women aren't telling themselves the truth, and that's a really big point. But if you spend a lot of time with women, if you watch the body language, if you have friends or invite them to say, tell me what's going on here. Oh, eavesdrop.
Yeah.
I always say, go to a restaurant, listen to the next table talking. You'll hear all
I've done that.
Of stuff.
That's kind of scary. But you know, but seriously, I do think the key, especially for guys, is somehow find a way to listen.
Absolutely. And to listen wholeheartedly, not with your finger on the remote, not sort of watching the game out of the corner of your eye. I mean, eye to eye, paying attention, nodding.
Oh, that's so hard.
Oh, Mary Lou. I know it's hard, but boy, unless you got your, you know, the BlackBerry off and your eyes on her, you're not going to hear what she's really thinking.
Well, you're right about that. And so it's such an interesting topic that we got here, because this is, I mean, I see this happening in my world, with my in my office, in my home, in the marketplace. But you know, I said something about listening. The best way to listen is to have asked them a question, ask them what they want, ask them what's going on in their mind, you know, and you know, and then listen to what they have to say.
Right, and follow up on that, as opposed to changing the subject, as if you weren't really listening.
Yeah, that's right. And well, so quickly, I got 30 seconds. Do women put little trip wires out there to see if men are listening? Did you guys do that?
How did you know that one?
Because I've got a few scars from those.
Well, it's pretty easy to do. So sometimes you do find yourself.
You do, don't you?
Let's just see. Let's put a comment. We were going to put one halfway through the book, actually, that said, if you're still reading this, we're sending you a prize.
Hey, Mary Lou, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the book. Will you come back another day?
I would love that, Jim.
Thank you
so much.
We enjoyed
it. To be your friend.
Mary Lou Quinlan, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend. What She's Not Telling You, that's the title of the book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.